Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Wednesday, August 24th, and we're the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. President Joe Biden announced his long-awaited plan for federal student loan forgiveness today. Borrowers who make less than $125,000 a year can say goodbye to $10,000 in debt. And if you have a Pell Grant, it's $20,000. The deadline to repay loans has also been extended through the end of December. Insider senior economic policy reporter Ayelet Sheffy has more.
This is definitely a huge step toward what a lot of Democratic lawmakers have been pushing for, which is, you know, taking a stab at cutting the $1.7 trillion student debt crisis. But it does fall short of what a lot of people were hoping for, which is minimum $50,000 in student debt relief without any income caps. So what I've seen from a lot of Democrats is this is a step in the right direction, but there's still a lot more to be done.
This might be the best how I spent my summer vacation story I've heard in a while. 17-year-old Mac Rutherford landed a small plane in Bulgaria today and became the youngest person ever to fly solo around the entire planet. Rutherford, a Belgian-British national, started his trip in late March and flew through 52 countries across five continents. According to the AP, Rutherford told reporters just after he stepped out of the aircraft, quote, "Just follow your dreams, no matter how old you are." Hard copy on that, Mac. I am twice your age and half as talented.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked an order from the Biden administration that required hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant people whose lives are at risk. Tomorrow, a trigger law goes into effect in Texas, which increases the punishment for medical professionals involved in illegal abortions. They could face life in prison and no less than $100,000 in fines. After the ruling, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre issued a statement saying, quote, "It's wrong, it's backwards, and women may die as a result. The fight is not over." You've probably heard about the TikTokification of Instagram. Well, it seems the social media platform is now trying to be just like another competitor sweeping into the market. Be Real. According to CNN Business, Instagram has been internally testing a new feature called Candid Challenges. And just like Be Real, Candid Challenges prompts all users to take a photo in the same two-minute window at a random time of the day using both the front and back cameras of their smartphones. But it's not yet available to the wider public, so most of us will just have to be satisfied with the original Be Real for now. President Joe Biden announced $3 billion in additional military aid for Ukraine today. It's the largest aid package the U.S. has sent since Russia invaded 6 months ago. Biden said the money will help Ukraine, quote, "continue to defend itself over the long term." Ukraine's allies have been sending more advanced weapons in recent weeks, like long-range missile systems, which have helped Ukraine hit key Russian targets.
Hey, if you like any of these segments that we're producing for The Refresh from Insider, did you know that you can share any of them on social media? It's true. Just look in the description section of your podcast app and you'll see a little share link next to each story. It's super easy. Give it a try.
Coming up, we talk about Andrew Tate and why you should know about him if you don't. Britney Spears is making music again, and it's a collaboration with Elton John.
Britney Spears!
Sir Elton treated diners at a restaurant in France to a preview of the duet on Tuesday. It's called Hold Me Closer, and it's a mashup of his hits Tiny Dancer and The One. Hold Me Closer is coming out on Friday, and it'll be Spears' first release in 6 years and since her 13-year conservatorship ended. Spears had said she'd been hesitant to return to making music, but we hope it won't be a long, long time until her next one. See what I did there? I'm sorry.
Susan Lee was out walking with her two dogs on her property in Vermont when she heard a loud noise. It was a black bear charging at her. She tripped and fell, and the bear climbed on top of her and started biting her leg. But when her Jack Russell Terrier started barking at the bear, it got distracted and Lee was able to escape to safety with her dogs. She is now recovering. Bear attacks are unusual in Vermont. This is just the fourth attack in 75 years.
COVID boosters are coming again, and the Biden administration is gearing up for a new campaign to get shots in arms soon after Labor Day. Moderna and Pfizer have both submitted emergency approval requests this week for vaccines that target the BA5 and Omicron variants. Federal health officials want the country to be ready for an expected winter COVID surge. But only a third of Americans got the first booster, so another shot could be a tough sell.
In case you needed further proof that many Tesla drivers are also fanatics, one man, Brandon DeLaley, paid $400 to have his Tesla keys permanently implanted in his hand. Using NFC technology, he can now use his hand to unlock his car. He says it should work with any future Tesla. What it won't work with, however, is any woman.
Meghan Markle finally dropped her long-awaited podcast on Spotify Tuesday, and Serena Williams was her first guest. The soon-to-be-retired tennis legend opened up about being a new mom during her 2018 French Open victory. What we didn't know, though, is the night before her final match, her daughter Olympia fell and broke her wrist. Williams says she only got 30 minutes of sleep before she had to play.
I somehow managed to win, but I was so emotionally spent and just like so emotionally drained that it was crazy.
Rebecca, it seems like everyone on social media these days is talking about Andrew Tate.
Honestly, if you think he's funny, you have no sense of humor. You actually just feel very rejected by women and something happens.
Andrew Tate. This dude is everywhere. I'm supposed to hate him. But guess what? I love him.
Andrew Tate was good for the entire entertainment online community.
Bald-headed, Mr. Potato looking. You look like a dildo. I'm sorry, Andrew. You look like a dildo.
I really didn't know who Tate was until recently, but in the past few months, he's quickly become infamous on social media for spewing just hateful, misogynistic comments.
Have you ever seen a woman try and do anything competently? Start thinking, I know what to do. You're not f***ing Steven Seagal. You're a hoe.
And shocking to no one, because the internet is trash, he has a lot of fans.
And Tate has recently been kicked off, let's count them, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of them permanently for his problematic so-called beliefs. Mm-hmm. So let's break down all of this for listeners, Rebecca. First, who even is Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate is 35 years old, and he got his start as a professional kickboxer. Then in 2016, he went on Big Brother UK, but he was kicked off because The Sun released a video of Tate beating a woman, though Tate later said that was consensual. Then a year later, he was criticized online for saying women should, quote, bear some responsibility for sexual abuse during the Me Too movement, which eventually got him permanently suspended from Twitter. But that didn't stop him on other sites. Now he claims to be a self-made millionaire, and the Andrew Tate hashtag and his content has been viewed over 13 billion times.
Oof. So how has he done it? Well, let's take a look quickly at his business. Hustlers University. That's not a typo. That's literally what it's called. Hustlers University. Yeah. Basically, it's billed as an online course that will help men make money as if they needed help. All you have to do is pay a monthly fee, promote hustlers, and recruit more people. Then you take a percentage of your recruits' money.
So, a pyramid scheme.
Whoa, Rebecca, I think you mean multi-level marketing business? But okay, yeah, it's a pyramid scheme. You guessed it. That is right. Yes.
I've been at Hustlers University for 5.5 months. I've made over $30,000.
GQ calls this the army of lonely, angry men. And this army helps flood your social feeds with videos of Tate. Important to note, though, Hustlers University, I really hate saying that, has closed down in the past couple of days.
He's also been on countless podcasts where he's allowed to just spew some of his most hateful thoughts. On the podcast BFFs, Tate went viral for saying men should take their girlfriend's OnlyFans earnings.
It's about the fact that she belongs to him. And the intimate parts of her body belong to him because they're in a relationship. And if she wants to sell those, he has a stake in those intimate parts of her body.
And the problem is people keep reposting his videos and inviting him on podcasts because he gets views. And obviously, in the world of social media, views equal fame and fortune.
Yes. And the more famous he gets, the more powerful his voice becomes. And the young men who are on these social apps are looking up to him and buying into his logic. Teachers are turning to TikTok and sharing what they're seeing.
So I'm a teacher and I teach sixth grade. We've been in school for 3 days now. And within these 3 days, the amount of young 11-year-old boys that told me that they love Andrew Tate is ridiculous. This man is really affecting the minds of young men.
And the backlash has been swift. There are many videos on social media now bashing Tate.
Men like that don't want to learn. They don't even really want to debate. They just want a platform to spew their venom.
That's TikTok creator Drew Afualu. She's just one of the people speaking out against Tate.
If you let them shout into the void, then they'll have no choice but to go back down in that sewer where they came from.
And the tech companies are also responding. As we said earlier, Tate is banned from all the major social apps, but Insider found at least 20 TikTok fan accounts are still posting Tate's videos. Each account has over 10,000 followers, so it seems the Andrew Tate problem isn't going away.
Which is why we're talking about him. It may be really easy to say, let's just ignore him, right? But mental health experts say we need to have open conversations about Tate, because ignoring him would be doing a disservice to the people, and many of them young, who still view him as a role model.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. Talk to you soon.